This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This new year is the deadline for all branches of the U.S. military to turn in their detailed plans for how women will be fully integrated into all roles, including combat positions. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Starting tomorrow, the military will slowly be opening up all jobs to women, which means all the pay grades are opening up, too. Catherine Kidder is a fellow at the Center for New American Security, a military-focused think tank.
On the whole, the military has actually been a really good equalizer when it comes to current compensation.
That's because there's a pretty straightforward method of determining pay. Years of service, what job you're doing, where and how dangerous it is. But there are other kinds of wage disparity.
And the fact that women have historically and continue to be shut out of some occupations means that they make lower wages than they should.
Fatima Goss-Graves is with the National Women's Law Center. She says blocking women from certain combat designations also blocked better pay and benefits. But now that's changing.
This is going to be big, not just for the military.
She says this will challenge perceptions about what jobs women can do, both in and out of the armed services. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.